Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. He was terrified for his life. There were sores all over his body. Was this the new virus that the CDC was warning everyone about? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Danny Scarborough had everything going for him. He was an Emmy Award-winning choreographer with a thriving community and loving partner. But then he got a diagnosis that changed his life forever. In 1984, Scarborough tested positive for AIDS. He was terrified. What would his community think of him? But then he remembered his grandfather. His grandfather taught him knowledge is the best defense against racism and hatred. Taking a huge risk, Scarborough was one of the first Black celebrities to openly admit to having AIDS. Before his death, Scarborough used his platform to educate our community, specifically Black men, about how the virus spreads, testing, and to use protection when engaging in intercourse. White supremacy will weaponize a disease by blaming it on a group of people, often attaching race to said disease. They did this with AIDS, COVID, Ebola, and now monkeypox. Don't fall into their trap. Anyone can get these. Make sure you and your community are informed and take proper precautions. When he learned of his condition, Scarborough could have given in to fear and stayed silent, but he courageously spoke up and, in doing so, saved many lives. As we collectively navigate multiple pandemics, we're responsible for keeping ourselves and our community safe. Mask up, share resources, and support one another where we can. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.